Thank you, Mr. Weber, and good afternoon, Redlands, San Diego, and Las Vegas congregations. Welcome friends from many cities and towns around the country. You are all followers of Jesus Christ, and that is why you're here today. I did deviate from my message that I told the pastor I was going to give. One of the things he says is, Howard, always have a couple different topics in your pocket. So this is a different topic that was in my pocket, and I want to have a conversation today about a world revolution that it's coming. This world revolution is called the God Revolution, and Jesus Christ will be the absolute ruler and king over all nations of the earth. We are part of a group and a body, organization. We're the ecclesia, we're the body of Jesus Christ. And for nearly 6,000 years, people with God's faith, his followers, have been crying out about the social and moral issues of their day. And today is no different. All these issues have infected all the world's civilizations. The followers of Jesus Christ proclaim the God Revolution by their examples and their willingness to follow the examples of Jesus Christ and live and believe by his teachings and every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The question is now, what is a revolution? The term revolution was first used in the 14th century and involved the revolving of planets, the celestial bodies, and the movements in heaven. One way the word is defined now is revolution is considered a fundamental change in political power or organizational structures. We see people crying out for these type of changes right now. A revolution can be tangible, it can be felt, it can be measured, it can be seen. And a revolution can take place in a relatively short period of time when populations and emotions rise up against the current authorities, against the current policies, institutions, technology, habits, or beliefs of the current civilization. But a simple definition of revolution, it's a turning of events. The followers of Jesus Christ are revolutionary because they believe all humanity will turn and worship under one religion and one government. It'll be a government of love. It'll be a government of outgoing concern for the population. You know, the followers of Jesus Christ have the faith of Jesus. They're being sure of what they hope for, and they're certain of what they do not see. That's from Hebrews 11. Our faith is an assurance. It's a guarantee of what we don't see yet. The followers of Jesus Christ proclaim and promote a revolution that will bring this peaceful and loving form of government to every corner of this earth. Our leader, Jesus Christ, inspired a collection of books called the Holy Bible. In this book, there's a plan. And in today's language, maybe you're going to call it a manifesto of how the revolution is going to happen, how he is going to take power again. You know, this Bible speaks of two witnesses who will soon proclaim and testify with heavenly power. They're actually going to be able to bring down the power of heaven to bring down the points that people like us have been screaming and yelling and proclaiming for nearly 6,000 years. In Revelation 11, the last book in this collection of books of the Bible, in verse 15, it says, the kingdoms of the world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and they shall reign forever and ever. Forever and ever. This is about eternity. You know, we worship a God of eternity. Time is one of his tools. It is not something that is keeping him back from doing anything. God does everything in time, in his time. In the book of Psalms, an Old Testament book of wisdom, a book of poems, it proclaims in Psalms 146, verse 9, says, the Lord preserves the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and the widow, but the ways of the wicked he turns upside down. The wicked don't have a chance when it comes to our leader, Jesus Christ. But now the question is, how would Jesus now respond to his followers calling him king? Most of us know the story that Jesus was taken prisoner before his death on the Roman cross. And he had a verbal exchange with Pontius Pilate, who was the Roman governor of Judea at the time under the Roman Emperor Tiberius. In the Bible, New Testament, John chapter 18, verses 31 through 37, it records this conversation that our King Jesus had with Pilate. So starting in verse 31, then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." He was speaking to the Jews who had taken Jesus prisoner and brought him to Pilate to get judged. And continuing, he says, "Therefore the Jews said to him, 'It is not lawful for us to put anybody to death.'" And with that saying, Jesus, the sayings of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying the death that he would die. Pilate again answered the praetorium again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus answered him, "You're speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate said to him, "Are you a king then?" And Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness of the truth. Everyone of the truth hears my voice." The followers of Jesus Christ hear his voice. Jesus was born to be a king. Who is king? Jesus is king. The idea of something or someone being part of a revolution, it labels them as revolutionary. But being a revolutionary can be positive or negative depending on the viewpoint or perspective of the winners, isn't it? Consider the American Revolution, which lasted 6 years. The last major battle of that revolution was in Yorktown, Virginia. And it was there where the British forces were defeated October 19th, 1781, 239 years ago. The British and Hessian forces were under the command of Lord Charles Cornwallis, and he surrendered to the French and American forces there at Yorktown. The negotiated terms of that historic surrender included the requirement that the defeated soldiers and Hessian mercenaries march out with their shoulders arms, their colors cased in drums, beating a British or German march. The American tradition says the British soldiers played a tune called "The World Turned Upside Down." From the viewpoint of these British and Hessians who were defeated, the customs, the laws, and the way of life that they knew would be turned upside down. The American Revolution turned the world upside down. King George, he was a hostile ruler to the 13 American colonies, and he perpetuated injustice against those colonies. Satan today is the hostile ruler of the earth today, and he perpetuates injustice against the population of the earth. The American patriots in their revolution revolted against British rule and instituted a new government and a new leader. The followers of Jesus Christ have revolted against Satan's rules over their lives and now follow the one and only true leader, Jesus Christ. The American patriots defeated the British at Yorktown to establish a revolutionary American way of life. The followers of Jesus Christ will usher in the kingdom of God to establish a God-centered, loving way of life. Together in the church, called out as Christians, called in Jesus' name, baptized. We are supporters of Jesus, and we publicly proclaim that his kingdom is coming. The followers of Jesus Christ proclaim the kingdom of God. That is our mandate that we've been given. We do this in a very mechanical way. We have programs, we have booklets, we write, we preach, but also in ourselves, we show that way of life by our willingness to follow the examples of Jesus Christ and live in by every word that he says, all of his teachings. But now the question comes, we see all these protests. If asked if you want to protest injustice, the followers of Jesus Christ should say, I do protest against evil. I do protest against the immoral. I do protest against the mistaken approaches to life. How? How do we do that? By personally and publicly keeping God's laws and seeking that kingdom of God where Jesus Christ is king and ruler. Followers of Jesus Christ, prepare for the time when God will turn the world upside down.